Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, sports, entertainment, brought to you in stilettos. Your host, Tanya Brennan.
All right. This is the way to start your Tuesday. I got to kick it off every time with Bruno Mars. You know what I'm talking about? Welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. It is Tanya time, and I am your host for this hour, Tanya Brennan. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Man, the week goes by fast. I can't believe that. We are already looking at Hump Day Wednesday tomorrow, and my co-host kind of get it out to go get us some water. And again, he's late, so we're going to have to give him some heat when he gets back. Ron Futrell, is that okay?
Yeah, we should make up a story, something like the show just went off the rails and we had all these problems because he wasn't here.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm still trying to get used to these readers. Like, I feel like I'm dating or aging myself a little bit.
Readers.
No, my reader glasses. Oh, look who just walked in.
Apparently, I didn't know what a reader
Ron
was.
Ron Futrell is in the house, my co-host. How you doing,
Thanks
Ron?
Thanks for joining us.
Hold on, let me get him closer to the mic here.
Someone else special came in who's actually going to be on the show in this hour. Wait till you hear who is in studio.
I found Jimmy and I brought the water.
Well, I'm glad you found me one too. Very nice. Jimmy's in the house. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for coming. So, Ron.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Tanya, doing great. It feels like the band is back together again. I say that every week when we get together, but it's nice having the band back together again. It's been a while.
It's been 2 weeks. I missed you. Yes. You look a little short, though. I don't know if your chair kind of sunk on you.
My chair is way low, okay? I'm in a position of submission here.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yes.
Right. You're in Vegas Sports Girl. That's right. You're in submission. All right. Welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. We've got an exciting show today. I just wanted to introduce Ron Futrell, who you know. You love him. He's in-house. Did you have a good weekend, Ron? Anything
fun?
I had
a good weekend. Let me think. Watched a lot of college basketball. Was disappointed that Duke is still in the tournament. I would have loved to have had my brackets busted with Duke gone. Because
you're not a Zion fan?
No, I am fine with him. I even like Mike Krzyzewski. I just can't be a fan of Duke and live in Las Vegas.
Right.
You know, I like that they are successful. Okay, that's fine with me. But just, it's still, okay, it's 30 years old. I should get over it, but it's a shame that we can't compete against them. And at one time, we did.
It sounds like the Patriots, sort of, kind of, right?
A little bit of that, yeah.
I know. It's a little resentment I sense in this room, Ron. Well, glad you're with us. We were just saying, what an exciting Tuesday. The week flies by, but we're excited to be back. Last week, we had a week off because of all of the basketball excitement here in Las Vegas. And we are going to talk a little bit about NCAA later in the hour. And it's March Madness season. I can't believe it. March Madness. Where do these seasons go?
I want more madness in this March.
Are you madness?
No, I am madness. but the problem is there's no real big upsets right now in the NCAA tournament. I'm at Ohio State as an 11 seed. That's the lowest seed left in the tournament. And Ohio State played in a pretty good conference this year and a pretty good basketball team. So you can't call really the Buckeyes a Cinderella story. That would be wrong. But anyway, it's... Yeah. I would like to see more underdogs in there. I'd like to see Duke gone. I have Gonzaga winning it all, so that's where.
Yes. I think Gonzaga looks good. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. What do you think about Purdue?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Big Ten. I went big with the Big Ten about that because you do. When you're filling out your brackets, I go a couple of ways. Okay. I go conferences. I look coaches.
Okay.
Then, of course, uniform colors, right?
Oh, that's first priority for me. You have to have good uniforms because that could just blow it.
And Purdue, another Big Ten team. Big Ten has done well in the conference, in the March Madness tournament this year. So.
Yeah. Exciting news. We've got a lot of sports to cover this hour. Later in the hour, we have a couple special guests. One of them's in studio right now. Media relations director for our new professional baseball team, the Aviators. Jim Gemma's in the house. How you doing, James?
Should we get him a mic over there to him?
Hey, Jim, join us now.
Yes, and I will say I'm going to say new name, certainly, but what's nice is the Stars for 18 years, the 51s for 18 years, as for many years, the only professional sports team here in Southern Nevada, and certainly the longest running professional sports team in Southern Nevada at now 36 years, and now jumping into the Aviators mix with the Oakland A's in a new ballpark, and woohoo.
It's exciting. So, Jim, how's your world been?
It's good. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Yep.
This will be our 37th season as the AAA affiliate of used to be the Dodgers, the Padres, the Blue Jays, the Mets, and now the A's.
Well, Jim, I know that baseball season to me is a fun time of year because it reminds me of spring, shorts, hot dogs, sunflower seeds. You know, everyone's kind of chilling with their glasses and their visors. I'm excited about this season. What can you tell us about what to expect from the Aviators?
Well, of course, it's totally rebranded with a new affiliation because the Wilpons, the Mets ownership, purchased AAA Syracuse. So that's why we're no longer the affiliate of the Mets. Long story short, they're now in the International League. So it all came together. It's just a new ballpark, the Las Vegas ballpark, after playing in Cashman Field for 36 years, from 83 to 2018. And then it seems like every 18 years is what's happened. We've changed our name. So it's Las Vegas Aviators. Howard Hughes Corporation owns the team, but it's after the legacy of Howard Hughes. And this is an aviation state with Nellis Air Force Base and McCarran Airport. You know, is one of the busiest airports. So it all kind of ties in.
Hopefully you can hang out a little bit with us today.
Of course.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in studio. So a little teaser of more to come, right, over the hour, Ron?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can talk baseball, too. We've got Major League Baseball season begins this week, and so that's sort of fun. And the first game, I'm really looking forward to that first game, April 9th, here at the new Las Vegas ballpark, checking that out. We got to go over there as media members and see as the last little panels of grass were being laid there.
Sure.
And it's you're just going to have to see it and smile when you see it is going to be the way this thing is going to work out. Because if I try to describe how gorgeous that baseball stadium looks there, I would not do it justice. But it looks absolutely beautiful out there in Summerlin.
Outstanding. So we've got news, NFL news. We've got to talk about, too, believe it or not. It's off season, but there is news happening. Some NBA news. We talked about Major League Baseball. But can we talk about our Vegas Golden Knights just a little bit? I know they're still trying to secure that spot, that last spot in the playoffs. And I thought they were going to do it last night. But we fell short 3-1 to the St. Louis Blues.
They're resting everybody for the playoffs, and this is wise of Jorah Gallant to do this right now, is that smart teams will do this. Okay, let's go here. As a Dodger fan, the last couple of years, maybe the last 3 or 4 years, the Dodgers have rested Clayton Kershaw. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad. His back gets bad. July, August, somewhere around there, he takes a month off or so, and then prepared for the playoffs. Even though it hasn't been real effective, but at the same time, it's a common thing that happens in sports sometimes where there's injuries that might not, just a nagging little take a maintenance day, a day off, just to get feeling better. And right now, this team wants to do something big in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
they do.
And they should. I mean, that's their goal. So they're locked into that number three spot pretty closely. It's going to be hard for anybody to come up from behind. And they're not going to overtake the Sharks or the Canucks, who have both clinched the playoffs already in the Pacific. So they're locked into that number three spot in the Pacific. It appears right now the Golden Knights are, which would mean they most likely will take on the Sharks, and the Sharks from San Jose would have home ice advantage in the series. Right now, that's the way it's looking for the Vegas Golden Knights in the playoffs. So for that reason, I think Gerard Gallant's just letting some guys have some days off. They play Colorado tomorrow.
Absolutely.
On the road.
Yep.
And that's Colorado's fighting for a playoff spot right now. I know the Knights are technically, but they're not really. They're in. They're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I know Subban has done a pretty good job, but I know we've missed Marc-Andre Fleury's presence. You know, I know that that's been, like you said, he's out with a minor injury, but he's also a new daddy, too. So that's keeping him busy. He's got a couple of things he's got to handle
right? His wife had a little boy, and he's got two daughters already, so this is their third child. And this one's Vegas-born.
Vegas-born, baby. Mr. James Fleury is in the house. So critical time for the Knights, and it's always interesting whatever sport it is. They could be gelling in the beginning of the season, but it's right now is the most crucial time. It's the end of the season when teams are gelling that most matters. And I think the Knights really, they lost a couple games, but they're back on pace. I think they know what they need to do. So we'll see what happens. Those that have secured playoffs, Calgary, you mentioned San Jose Sharks, Boston, Winnipeg, and Nashville so far. Those are the five teams that have secured the playoffs.
Yes. And yes. I believe Toronto has as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay clinched a playoff about midway through the season.
Yeah.
They're playing so good. They're the best team in the NHL right now. So whether they can win the playoffs and win the Stanley Cup, I don't know. But they are clearly the class of the NHL.
Well, the Knights have six more games. I can't believe that.
Regular season
yeah. games. Like you said, tomorrow they're playing Avalanche, and Friday they're at home at T-Mobile Arena playing the Wild. The puck drops at 7. Then they turn it back around and play the Sharks back in San Jose. So hopefully they can pull things around. I have all the confidence in the world in that team.
Busy week. They've got 4 games this week. So it's they're hopping and a lot of things going on. They played, as you said, last night. They play tomorrow night. Then they have a day off. They play Friday, Saturday back-to-back. Whether Fleury comes back in one of those games, maybe the game at San Jose, I think it's probably we're going to see Fleury back in the Nets just to keep him sharp and keep him going. And it'll be interesting to see what expectations will be, but he'll be reactivated and he'll be back at some point in one of those two games, either Minnesota on – and I'm going to take Subban, probably Minnesota on Friday night, and then Fleury in the Nets Saturday at San Jose.
You know, I know that they were hoping – he'd be back sooner this week, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter. Hoping, you know, again, I think they schedule this stuff out. They would not admit that they do this, but professional sports teams do this.
They do this.
They schedule this thing out and they pace it out so that they've got enough rest. Because playoffs are a grind. It's every other night, and you're playing against the best teams in the NHL, and you're fighting. So, and Marc-Andre Fleury, yes, rest him up because you can go a long ways with a great goalkeeper.
It's crazy when you think, and Jim's here, but to think that baseball season is starting, and we have still a sport on ice going on. That's pretty amazing. I would have never thought 18 years ago that we'd be having this discussion.
Well, it seems like seasons are getting longer. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but it seems like they are, and so, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We'll take it.
It's crazy. We'll take it. Well, everything in Vegas, right? So I want to thank our sponsor, Finley Volvo. Justin Finley and Jim DiGiulio. Go see and buy a car at Volvo on West Sahara. And check us out on VegasSportsGirl.com. We are now on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play.
Wow.
How cool is that? It must be because you're here with me in studio, right?
I'm sure that's what it is.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got a lot more of sports to talk about this hour. We're going to roll it out to break. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen, we're having our Sign Then Drive event. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson.
On approved credit, excludes tax, title, license, options, and dealer fees. 12,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Offer expires 3/31/19.
Finley Volkswagen.
Listen up, football fans. It's week 8 of the Alliance of American Football. Don't miss the hard-hitting, fast-paced action as the Atlanta Legends take on the Birmingham Iron this Sunday in the Alliance Game of the Week at 1 p.m. right here on Sports 920 The Game.
Have you ever been in an accident as a driver or passenger in a rideshare and told there is no money for your damages? Don't take their word for it. Don't get ripped off. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and insurance coverage with rideshares is complicated. It depends on whether the app is on, the car's on its way, or the passenger has been picked up. Don't trust these important matters to just anyone. Trust Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Before you do anything, call us at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
I love this. This is a good jam, Ron. Do you hear this?
I do.
Gets me out of my seat. We got to get Jim some headphones so you can hear right here. You got to hear the music. I know you'd want to dance to that. So Jim Jem is in the house from The Aviators, along with my co-host Ron Futrell. How you doing?
Good. That is very good music.
You like that?
We're going Motown.
We're getting you focused and like totally situated here with your mic, right, Jim?
Yes.
So Ron, you have something going on with The Aviators that I want you to talk about.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about this over at Channel 8, and this is something I asked them if I could do this season, and as far as I can see, so I'd like to do it in perpetuity. How's that? Forever.
But, it's a 75-cent word.
I'll preface it this way. During the first season, the Golden Knights were here. I did a segment called Icebreakers, which was what it says, breaking the ice, was mainly teaching, make sure people learn the game of hockey, the intricacies, the details, and that sort of stuff. And so it's sort of a learning course. And we did some feature stories with the players as well. This year, we changed the name of it a little bit. We call it Striking Gold now, and it's positive pieces on the team, feature stories with the players, and that sort of stuff. So I said, I'd love to do the same thing with the Aviators, a weekly series. We do it every Thursday night, and it reruns Friday morning on 8 News Now. And so I believe the time we've settled on, first of all, they said yes, which made me happy.
Woo-hoo.
And I'd mentioned it with Jimmy that we want to do this regular weekly piece, probably run it Wednesday night and then rerun Thursday morning, the same piece during the morning news. So, Jimmy, we got to come up with some fun feature story ideas that we can do, have some fun with this stuff and talk some baseball.
No, that's great news. We can call it Ron Ball after Billy Ball or something
nice.
Like that. So.
Well, you do have the A's, so that would work certainly for them. The A's, very good choice for you guys to be able to get a team that has a good young farm system, and their Major League Ball Club can make some noise this year too.
And another good sidelight, Matt Williams is the third base coach for the A's, a good friend of ours.
Yes.
Who played at UNLV. But no, the A's always... they'll make a concerted effort to field a good team in AAA. Now, sometimes that plan doesn't always come through if you have a bunch of injuries in the Major League club, but they always have had a concerted effort, especially when they were at Sacramento. As you know, they used to win it year in, year out. So proximity-wise, if any of the Major League players have to be here on rehab, I mean, they're going to come here rather than Stockton for obvious reasons, because they were in Nashville. The past few years, that First Tennessee Park's a beautiful park in Nashville, and our market now mirrors what Nashville is. They have the NHL, the NFL, and AAA baseball. They were right in the top two or three in the league last year in attendance with that new ballpark there in Nashville. So it'll be good with the Las Vegas ballpark and the A's.
No, good point. I didn't realize that the similarities between sports in the two cities. And we like country music here, I guess, a little bit. We got some places. Well, we like a lot of music and great food in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, no,
Nashville.
There's some fun similarities between the two cities I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, there's probably up to maybe a dozen out of the 30 AAA markets that have, major league sports, the Jazz, the OKC Thunder, Charlotte. So, obviously our season's in the summer. So it definitely, we're affordable, family fun. It sounds corny, but that's what we are. it's great. We have, free parking. This year at the Las Vegas Ballpark.
Don't stop on that.
Complimentary parking.
Yes, I want you to go. I want you to mention that, though. How great
too.
That is. How marvelous it is. How exceptional it is.
We're very excited. Yeah. We're the only professional sports team in town. They'll have complimentary parking, and
beautiful.
There'll be a lot of spots there, right adjacent to the ballpark.
So, what seat would you recommend someone that doesn't have their seats yet to purchase to get the best view to kind of see all the action?
Yeah, obviously once the ballpark opens, we'll have our box office so you can walk up and buy tickets. But right now, if you go to our aviatorslv.com website and you click on our schedule, it goes to Ticketmaster. And most nights, right down the lines past the dugouts for as low as $18 to $20, you can, basically pick your seats. Those would be great seats. There's not going to be a bad seat in there because it seats the lower bowls, 8,200 with all the theater-type seats.
Outstanding. Wow. How exciting, Ron.
What do you think? You going to go watch baseball?
I want to sit out and chill out. Every time I watch baseball, it just relaxes me. It, unlike hockey or basketball, it kind of just calms me down, which is kind of nice. It's a little zen, right?
Yeah, it's very different. there's a game within a game, going on. Sometimes it can get long. But sometimes there's a 2-hour and 40-minute game. It's kind of a sport where you can go with someone and just kind of hang out and talk and, you know, between pitches and all that good stuff. So it definitely has its own pace, but it is a great game to watch in person.
So speaking of baseball, I wanted to have a little bit of fun. Today I went to look at some fun facts for Major League Baseball and just baseball in general. Because I always was curious to know how much gum does an average baseball player chew on any given time. So here's the thing. First of all, the number one choice for baseball players, what would you think that it would be? What type of bubble gum is preferred?
Definitely the gum that you can blow bubbles with.
But there's a name for it, Jim.
Oh, gosh.
Double bubble?
Close. Good.
The double bubble.
That was ranked in the top three. Hubba Bubba. So Hubba Bubba, Big League, and Double Bubble. Gosh, say that 10 times. Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench, how many baseballs can he hold in one hand? Do you know this?
I thought it was 8. I thought I saw
what do you think,
a photo
Ron?
7. I thought 7. Okay.
Lucky 7. It is 7. Ron, cha-ching, you get that right. Wow. Cal Ripken Jr. played in 2,632 consecutive games from 1982 to 1998. That's huge. He must have been tired, right? I thought that was pretty impressive. And then this was really fascinating.
He had now consecutive. He did have an off season. Had some off nights.
I know.
It's not like he was out there nonstop. But that's still breaking that Lou Gehrig Iron Man record was phenomenal.
But check this out. This was interesting. 17-year-old female pitcher Jackie Mitchell for the AA Chattanooga Lookouts. Now, I'm so sorry. I've never heard of the Chattanooga Lookouts, but this is pretty impressive. Once played the New York Yankees in an exhibition game and struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in succession.
Wow.
That is pretty impressive.
Go lady with your bad self. So, anyways, I just wanted to share some of that trivia.
I didn't know there was a 17-year-old pitcher back then.
Yeah.
Female pitcher. Okay.
Speaking of baseball, Jacob DeGrom reaches a 5-year extension, $137.5 million contract. I don't know what you do with all that kind of money.
Jimmy knows well.
Man, congrats.
Well, the best part is he pitched here with the Las Vegas 51s when we were a Mets affiliate. Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard. Jacob is a really good guy. I'm really happy for him.
That's awesome. 5 years. Yes. Talk about long-term. What a great partnership. Steven Souza leaves the game early for the Diamondbacks in their exhibition game against the Chicago White Sox. I don't know if you saw this last night.
I didn't see it, no.
He injured his left knee while trying to steal home. So it was an exciting game, but unfortunately he was injured. So anyways, baseball news. Some other news we've got going on. NBA news. Jason Kidd stated he wants to come back and coach. Possibly looking at the Lakers if that job comes to opportunity.
That job's going to open up.
You think so?
I'm not real pleased about it, but LeBron James wants a new coach there, and so he's going to get it.
He's out of the playoffs.
Luke Walton's done.
Yeah, he's out of the playoffs. And then, unfortunately, a traumatic injury to Portland Trail Blazers center. Tell me if I'm pronouncing this right. Yusuf Nurkic? Did I say that right?
I believe
close
so.
Close enough.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Who suffered a severe leg injury against the Nets. That was brutal to watch last night. So some NBA news, and UFC Conor McGregor says he's going to retire.
Yeah, well, all right. Yeah, whatever.
I've never been to a UFC fight. I need to go.
Conor's going through a lot of issues right now, certainly in his personal life with some all sorts of things going on. There's some allegations of rape in Dublin from last year. Smashed a fan's cell phone down in Miami, and he had the issue with throwing the vehicle, the little small cart, through the bus window recently and got in trouble for that. But anyway, I think it's probably a negotiating ploy. Well, okay, that's what boxers do. That's right. What fighters do. And so Conor is the biggest name in the UFC. The UFC, I think, needs. I do think they need Conor McGregor. Get him out there one more time. Let him fight Nate Diaz again. Let him do something. Get him back into the ring. 170 might be too big for him. Probably go 156. But I'd like to see Conor McGregor back in the ring. His fights are so much fun to see, and it's electric because the town turns into the south side of Dublin, where he's from, Crumlin district. This guy, I know the area very well, and the Irish folks that come here. And by the way, they like to party. They like to drink.
Is that why you know about them?
Because
you
like to party? No, because I see them.
You're
and they're having a great time and enjoying loving life, living large. And they're here to see Conor win.
Sounds like somebody else I know, living large, likes to party, Mr. Ron Futrell. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Watch out.
I know, watch out. So let me ask you this. As far as baseball, can you tell us more? I'd love to know this about the practice schedule of what's going on right now out in Summerlin.
Yeah, well, what's really cool is because we're AAA, a step under the major leagues. Most of our players are still with the A's. They're doing the Bay Bridge series. Mm-hmm. It ends tonight in San Francisco. And obviously, our players have been in spring training in Mesa with the A's, so we don't even see our players till over the weekend when they break up single A, double A, triple A. So, long story short, actually just sent this out a few minutes ago, but media day will be Tuesday, April 2nd.
Oh, good. I was
going to
say. Outstanding.
It's probably on your email there, Ron. But, yeah, our team will be arriving here and there over the weekend. So it's always a really fast when you open on the road. We open on the road, so it's a quick 3 days. They're only here 72 hours. So they get some housing, and usually they go the day of the game. We open Thursday, April 4th in El Paso against the Chihuahuas. That's a
great
name.
Interesting name, Chihuahuas.
Yeah, AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. They've won the division that we are in four straight years. San Diego has an excellent farm system, so hopefully with Machado there, they'll get better real quick. Mm-hmm. But we'll be just working out Tuesday, and then they fly out to El Paso on Wednesday the 3rd and then play the five-game road trip, the 4th through the 8th, and then the grand opening of the ballpark, which is sold out, of course, Tuesday, April 9th against Sacramento. Who all your Giant fans in town? They're the AAA affiliate
awesome.
Of the Giants.
Awesome! How exciting! Well, we are so glad that you stopped by, and so excited for this upcoming season. I'm jazzed about it, Jim.
Yeah, it's really cool.
How's the ballpark looking? Is it looking now? It's going to be ready, from what I understand, but not 100%. Probably still some finishing touches. Do you think on some of the other things with the field and the stadium and the ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, the good part is, we'll be home for seven games, then we go back out another seven or eight. So if there's any finishing touches, it gives them some more time. I'm sure they'll be landscaping right up to the 8th. I mean, stuff like that. But the field's looking good. The heat's really helping right now. I'm not a groundskeeper, mm-hmm. but it does help with the grass. So it's only got laid in, as you know, Ron, on the 14th. But just they're going to finish putting the club seats in. But if you go to aviatorslv.com, there's a construction cam on Las Vegas Ballpark link, and you can see it in real
very
time.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Very cool. Congratulations, by the way. It's exciting.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be a lot of fun for our city. Very excited, the Aviators, looking forward to their season. And there goes the sign. It just fell off the wall. Sorry, we had a little distraction in the background. That's okay. It rolls. It's media. All right. So we are going to roll out, Jim, again. Thank you for being here and gracing us with your presence, my friend.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you.
Good luck to you guys this season.
Thank you so much.
All right. We will check out and see you in a few.
Hey, Vegas, this is Ryan Big Mac McKinnell from ESPN's Cofield & Company and host of the Mac Attack on 920 The Game. Look, I have a perfect driving record, except for those times other people hit my car. And when I had to get it fixed, I wanted to go somewhere good. VIP Collision has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Their 5-star ratings across the board, and their customer service is unmatched. Give VIP Collision a call at 660-0030. VIP Collision, it's 660-0030. And if you mention Big Mac, they'll knock off 10% from your bill. VIP Collision, they're your MVP for all your auto body needs.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Antonio Nunez.
And Lauren, inviting you to join us for the next Last Friday This Friday in downtown Henderson. Bring the whole family for street-side entertainment, food vendors, retail pop-ups, and live music. Plus, you'll want to see the Chef's Challenge featuring Hell's Kitchen Season 12 winner Scott Cummings, hosting Scott Pajak, former Chopped champion from Legacy Stadium at Palazzo Venetian against Robert Lamelli of Hecho and Vegas at the MGM Grand. That's this Friday from 6 to 10 at the historic Water Street District.
For more information, go to justatwaterstreet.com.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. Thank you for that. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. Happy Tuesday. It is Tanya time. Jim is such a great guy. I'm so glad he was in studio with us.
Well, and Jimmy Jimma forever worked with this team when they were at Cashman Field as the Stars, and we go way back. And it was a little emotional for these guys, for him and Don Logan to move. I got here in 84. It was the second year of Cashman Field. So obviously first year was 83, Cashman Field here in Las Vegas. And they always wanted to, not always, but after 10, 15 years, it was crazy to say, but that park had outused its usefulness. Right. It's still a great place to watch baseball, but they needed some of the amenities that minor league ballparks around the country were building, and they started pushing to get them, and pushing and pushing. So this has been 10, 15 years in the making for these guys to finally get this ballpark now up here in downtown Summerlin. I'll tell you something a little crazy, Tiny. I live right by it. I live a mile from the ballpark and from City National Arena. They're right next to each other.
How exciting.
And so when I on the way home, I always drive by it just to
you
see
want
if there's
see
any,
something changed.
Oh, I want to see if there's any changes. Of course, there's not. When you drive by every day or two or three times a day on my way home, I go Pavilion Center with the little roundabouts there to just see, and I see nothing new, nothing's changed. But there are things obviously happening that I just don't notice on a daily basis. But it is... I'm so happy for those guys to finally get their dream come true with that, to have this ballpark. And it's going to make a difference in this community. Here's my feeling. I want to hear my attitude on this.
I do want to hear this.
I might have said it before, but here we go. It's going to give us a place in this community where we can all hang out and have some fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, baseball will be a part of it. Obviously, it will be. But I go to San Diego sometimes, and I get a little jealous when I go to Petco because it seems like everybody beyond the outfield there, there's got a grass berm there, the Tony Gwynn statue, little Bumblebee Park. They're cooking barbecue. They're tailgating. But it seems like everybody knows everybody else.
Sure.
I don't know them, but I feel welcome there.
Right.
And... But it does seem like it's friends meeting, and I got sort of jealous, and I said, we don't really have that place here in town. Rebel basketball, we had it back in the day. The Knights,
Golden Knights.
Knights have it, but that's an expensive ticket.
Yeah, it is. It's very expensive.
That's an expensive ticket. So this is a place where I'll say the masses, the folks, the regular folk here in Vegas can just get together, have some fun, watch some baseball. You're looking for something to do on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, or a weekend night to have some fun. It's going to be packed on weekends. Mm-hmm. Weekday nights, you'll be able to go up probably and get a ticket. But I expect this to be I don't know what my expectations are for ticket sales, but I think it's going to probably exceed whatever their expectations are, and perhaps my expectations, because I just think it's going to be a fun place to go, hang out, have a good time, grab a bite to eat, and oh, by the way, watch some great baseball.
Absolutely. Well, he said tickets, right, I mean, a good seat is $18. That's very affordable, where you can take the whole family. How many seats?
10,000.
Okay.
Now I don't know if that's counting the 12 seats that you'll have in the pool out in the center field, which I fully expect you to be out there.
And
some
you keep
point,
talking about that.
Hanging out
that's
in the pool
intriguing.
In center field.
Yes.
Well, come on now, guys. We go get nods. People go, yes. Yeah. That's what that pool
we're
is for?
Nods in the studio, right?
It's not for me. It's not for guys like nobody's supposed to see me in that pool.
Me neither. I'm just nodding on the pool. The guy Huff, he's from Arizona, and that's what they were doing for a long time. He said it's very. The response to that is really good. I think it'll be awesome out here, too.
They've got one of the largest video screens in the outfield they're going to have that will be, I believe, the 12th largest in all of baseball, if my number is right.
Wow.
Of all of baseball, major, counting the majors.
That's amazing.
So they've got a great screen that they're going to have out there to be able to watch, and it's just going to be a great scene. I recall... I got a lot of great memories at Cashman Field, just phenomenal memories out there at Cashman Field. I'm going to tell you one negative one. It was probably second or third year of Cashman Field. There was a flood here during the summer. There was a lot of rain, like we get when the monsoon season hits in July. And it flooded out parts of center field and the outfield. And, of course, the sky had cleared and there was no more rain for 2 weeks later. But it had gotten so muddy and the drainage was so bad there at Cashman Field that it wasn't set up to drain from that monsoon that went through. And so they lost 12 games of a homestand. Maybe. Okay, I might be exaggerating. Let me say 8 games of a homestand that they had because they couldn't play because the field was so muddy because of the monsoon. because the technology wasn't there. They didn't have the ability to be able to drain it properly. And that's so my point is, you know, those sort of things that I sit there and smile
that
about
that you can
now,
remember and
it,
now
yes,
translates
it,
into
it wasn't
today.
Fun. It wasn't funny right. then. Because skies are clear and you're talking about, oh, they're not playing tonight because, you know, there's it's mudded out in center field. So those sort of things. It's great that they've now got, they're going to have a great facility, great stadium. All of those fun little quirky things of the past are now going to lend way to mm-hmm. just great times in mm-hmm. Summerlin.
And that's a happening little corner there, like you said, right off Pavilion mm. Center. With everything from the Knights in the store and now baseball, the Aviators, and now downtown Summerlin. I mean, that's amazing. It's such a hot spot.
Yeah, it's just the location we're talking about is just east of Red Rock Casino. So Charleston and 215, mm-hmm. basically. So on the far west, if you're going up to Red Rock Canyon, as you drive up Charleston, it'd be on your left side there where City National is. And that's been fun to go there to watch UNLV hockey play, to watch the Knights work out, mm-hmm. to watch the number of things that they have there, see my kids out there skating and having a good time and enjoying themselves and me trying to shuffle around the ice. And now to have a ballpark there in, we're a week away. What are we at, Tuesday?
It's amazing.
Are we a week away? Is that right? Two weeks away? No, we're 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from opening night at the ballpark.
Very exciting. Looking forward to Aviators. You have to let me know tomorrow if you see something change tonight when you drive by. Oh. Send me a text.
maybe
a little bush will go up or a little tree or something.
There's a construction cam, if you guys have seen it. It's really cool. Yeah. We checked it out the other night.
No, it is.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is cool to see. Yeah, the palm trees are all, most of them are up right now, but they're still tied up. Hopefully within the next couple of days, those will be loosened, so they'll be real. Let the palm trees free, everybody. Right. It's time for them to be free, to let them breathe, and let's see them. So
They're liberated. All right. Well, from baseball news, we actually do have some NFL news. G-Shock, right?
Yeah.
Days of our lives. Today was a big day in Arizona for the NFL. It was their annual coaches' meeting. This is when all the NFL coaches come together for a couple days. They retreat. They talk about issues in the NFL, things they want to change. Do we want refs full time? Do we not? That was Sean Payton's question today. Sean was very heated about this topic because he thought, why? And he asked the question, why are these refs not full time refs? They need to be focused on being a referee in the NFL. And he's got a valid point, considering he thinks he should have been in the Super Bowl, right, with a missed call, but good point.
Okay. Yeah. Blah blah blah. Sean Payton. As a Rams fan, you're not going to get much. You get no sympathy here.
I know you don't.
But let me say this. He does bring up a good point. Just overall, like they show one of the NFL refs and underneath them. Occasionally, they'll put their career under insurance sales.
Yeah.
You know, a marketing director. And I go, hey, wait a second. So on the side, I gotcha. Okay. Bookie. How about that? Sports gambling expert.
Right.
Bookie. I want to see that underneath an NFL official.
That's too funny. Handicapper. Handicapper. So another good opportunity where we have several media on hand to basically ask the coaches questions. And the one that always just I have to get a chuckle about is Mr. Coach Bill Belichick. He's always a man of so little words, but he commands the room. And when he was asked today about Rob Gronkowski.
Gronk. Just say Gronk.
Try to say that 10 times. Gronk. I love Gronk. He's great. But Sunday he announced he was going to retire.
Yes.
From the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick said today, oh, really? Okay, well, it's off-season and players make those decisions in the off-season. Didn't seem to be so concerned or worried that he was going to retire. And Gronk's, even his agent said, I think he might come back to play. What do you think?
Oh, nothing would surprise me. I thought he was going to retire after last season. So yeah. After the season before last. So I didn't think he would be playing still. So whatever. He's still a very effective, good, big
Absolutely.
Tight end. He's never been incredibly fast, so his speed doesn't hurt him, but he still has great hands.
Way to target.
He's the size of a house, and so you throw the ball out there to him, and you put that combination together with him and a small little scat back. Julian Edelman that could just go across the field and find openings in there. And that was the thing that the Rams missed when Cooper Kupp went down 10 games into the season. They didn't have that Julian Edelman. They didn't have that player who they so depended on their offense. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of their problems. Well, I think one of the key problems in the Super Bowl. But so I'm looking forward to the Rams having Cooper Kupp next season.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff showed that he can play in the Super Bowl and do well. He did again. The offense had its issues. He only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl, it's not breaking news here that the offense had its issues. But they have a Super Bowl defense. The Rams do. So I know you didn't ask me about the Rams, but I want to.
I'm not going to ask you because I think the Rams are fully stacked at every position, and they really don't need any more talent.
No.
I think they're there's very talented already. So
they do have to find out what Todd Gurley is going to be 100% healthy, right, or whether that's an issue that's going to be an issue with him.
Possibly.
With his knees. And I hope not, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But it's still because he's just one of the most exciting, fun running backs. Seems like a cool guy as well. But just a fun running back and very effective. The best in the league. Okay, who are you going to go number one in your fantasy league this year? Are you going to go with a Todd Gurley? He certainly stats-wise would be number one.
Sure.
But there's issues with his knees.
His knees, right. Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, and then, you know, the Raiders head coach John Gruden confirmed that Derek Carr is his guy, despite what everybody's saying right now, all the rumblings, you know. Is he going to keep Derek Carr as quarterback? But he says that's his guy. They're going to build around him. And recently the Raiders acquired, as we all know, Antonio Brown for the 3rd and 5th round picks. They're doing great with some of the talent they've added. Some pretty good, robust players to their roster. So.
Well, you got to have somebody to throw the ball to.
They just added Tyrell Williams, J.J. Nelson, and they also, just as a backup to Carr, they signed Jacksonville, hit their quarterback Landry Jones as a backup quarterback.
And they've got three first-round picks. The draft is coming up in Nashville.
Yep.
By the way, the draft in Nashville this year is
Party Town. We were just talking about
Party
that.
Town. Yeah. And another. Okay, let's go another comparison. Nashville-Vegas. It comes to Vegas next
comes
year.
Comes to Vegas. Oh, we'll blow them out of the waters. Okay. So,
well, of course we will. But that will be, so this time next year, let's go here. I'm going to fast forward because as we blink, it's going to happen, Tanya,
yes,
okay?
I know it. A year
from now, we'll be sitting here. Mm-hmm. We'll be going, the NFL draft is going to be in a couple of weeks here in town, blah, 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 3 or 4 weeks. So it's going to light this town up, and I think it will be one of the most exciting sporting events we've ever seen in this city. And we've seen quite a few exciting sporting events
over
the years, and this one will be remarkable.
Speaking of exciting sporting events, not to jump back to hockey, I met Mr. Davis. He was watching the hockey game last week in the front row from the Raiders. And talk about into the game. That was fascinating. It was so interesting to see how excited he was about watching hockey. So, but I think the Raiders have a really good roster. As you alluded to, they do have 3 picks in the draft, the 4th, 24th, and the 27th picks. The draft in Nashville is April 25th through the 27th. Other news in the NFL, head coach Sean Payton, basically, they just brought on, we talked about his passion to figure out a better way to find better refs in the league. But the fact that they just signed the new tight end, I'm trying to think who they just signed that Patriots wanted in lieu that Gronk was going to be leaving. So Patriots are...
I don't know the story, but I know that Saints losing Mark Ingram.
Oh, that's huge.
Why would they
give him up?
Might be a money issue. He's old by running back standards, great out of the backfield, just a fun, explosive running back. So he's on his last season or two in the NFL. So
And who I'm talking about is the Saints signed tight end, Jared Cook. For a $15.5 million contract and $8 million guaranteed in the first year. So huge. Speaking of Raiders, you know, Hall of Famer Raider Tim Brown's going to be calling in shortly here, hopefully. So it's going to be exciting. But all kinds of NFL news, more to come, I guess, right, Ron?
We shall see.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to listen for our friend Tim Brown to call in. Talk to you soon.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen, we're having our Sign Then Drive event. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson.
On approved credit, excludes tax, title, license, options, and dealer fees. 12,000 mile per year. See dealer for details. Offer expires 3/31/19.
Finley Volkswagen.
Listen up, football fans. It's week 8 of the Alliance of American Football. Don't miss the hard-hitting, fast-paced action as the Atlanta Legends take on the Birmingham Iron this Sunday in the Alliance Game of the Week at 1 p.m. right here on Sports 920 The Game.
Have you ever been in an accident as a driver or passenger in a rideshare and told there is no money for your damages? Don't take their word for it. Don't get ripped off. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and insurance coverage with rideshares is complicated. It depends on whether the app is on, the car's on its way, or the passenger has been picked up. Don't trust these important matters to just anyone. Trust Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Before you do anything, call us at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes, hey. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes, hey. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes, hey.
All right. Come on, Ron. Let me see you dance.
I'm waiting to hear some Zeppelin. Is this Zeppelin off Zeppelin? Is this something on deep cut off Zeppelin 3, isn't it?
Did you ever listen to hip hop?
No.
Why do I see that? Yeah.
I'm not their demographic. Let's go there.
No? I would love to see that. Well, anyhow, welcome back to Vegas.
Okay. Jimmy Page with Come With Me was okay when he did a little bit of a rap song to Kashmir, what he did with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. Sean Combs, whoever you want to call him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did Come With Me to the tune of Kashmir by Zeppelin.
It's a great tune.
And Come With Me. So that's as close as I got. Oh, and Aerosmith and Run DMC doing Walk This Way. Okay,
that's
so we'll go there.
Started.
Here's my theory with this music, and you get me talking about music, and you're going to get me going for a long time. But the rock riffs, the legendary rock riffs, are the best music out there, and everybody loves it, knows it, recognizes it, hears it. You hear Queen,
There it is.
You hear it Under Pressure,
yes.
He's right.
David Bowie did that as a remake as well, and did a fine job, and. Great Queen song, but you hear those, you know them, and they work with any type of music. Then you could take them and plant them in anywhere, and some of the rap groups have done that.
So. Yeah, they get you moving, Ron. I still have to see you dance. But anyhow, we have a special guest on the phone, and I'm just going to give you a introduction because this guy is so special, and I'm so honored to have him on the phone. He's one of NFL's most prolific wide receivers. Former Notre Dame wide receiver and Raiders Hall of Fame wide receiver Tim Brown is on the phone. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited you called in. How's it going? Are you in Dallas?
I'm in Dallas, yeah. Yep. Finally got some nice weather down here, so it's a beautiful day.
Well, Tim, we are so excited that you're calling in. Can't wait to see you. And we've got a lot of excitement here in Las Vegas with the Raiders coming here. And I want to talk to you a little bit in a few minutes about what you're doing off the field with your charity. But tell me what's going on now after football. What have you been up to?
Oh, man, did a little TV for a while, did some radio stuff. I still do my Sirius XM radio show during the football season, but that keeps me close enough to the game, right? I don't need to be any closer than that to the game. But a lot of business stuff going on, just staying really busy. So
awesome.
It's been a lot of fun.
16 years you played with the Raiders. Did I get that right? 16 years. You were one of my favorite wide receivers to watch, and, I worked with the 49ers, but I always had just an admiration and respect for you, Tim. You know that, and I just adore you as a person. But so let me ask you this. How do you feel about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas?
Look, I mean, I'm thrilled about it. I really am. You know, when we got to Oakland in 1995, the city promised to build the Raiders a stadium. And I know Al Davis had some issues with the city or whatever, and a lot of things got postponed. But even after Al passed away, there still was really no movement on the city building the stadium for the Raiders. And right up until the last moment when this was announced, you know, I think the city had a chance to make something happen. When the league decided to put San Diego in L.A. instead of the Raiders, I think that was a breaking point for everybody, because really the city of Oakland just sort of gave the Raiders a high sign, like, hey, you know, we'll come back to you guys later. You can't go anywhere now. So I don't think they had a choice but to make this move. So I'm happy for the organization. I'm not happy for the city of Oakland, as far as the fans in Oakland, sure, but for the officials in Oakland who let this happen, I think they're getting exactly what they should get.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of stadium, first I would just want to mention to you, you should see this stadium if you haven't, Tim, going up here so quickly in this city. Have you been out here lately?
I was here a couple months ago. Yeah, I did get the chance to see it. So it was. I get like almost weekly updates on it. So my agent lives in Vegas, so I get pictures and everything. So.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, Tim, this is Ron Futrell here. Yeah, we're looking forward to Raiders here in Vegas this time next year. We're going to be talking about the draft coming up here. What do you say? I know you paid attention with your Sirius radio show. Listen to it, love it, and your knowledge of the game is just fascinating for me to learn so much about football and hearing what you do with your show. But Raiders draft, what are they going to be looking for? What do you think coming up this year
three picks? You know, address some you know, offensive issues that they have, but obviously, you know, in this league, man, you have to be able to get to the quarterback. You have to have a guy that can get to the quarterback. At least people think he can get to the quarterback, you know, so they'll pay attention to him. So I think they have to go after a pass rusher, and I know they brought in a couple of DBs already, but so maybe they go linebacker, you know, also. But I think they have to, you know, try and steady up this defense, man, and get those guys to the point where, you know, people respect this defense a lot more than they do right now. I think if they can do that, it would have been a very good offseason for the Raiders.
Tim, let me ask you this. The buzz right now, obviously, the addition of Antonio Brown to the organization and what that means for Derek Carr. He's got a great target to pass to. What are your thoughts on his addition to the team? How is that going to spark it? How do you foresee that moving forward?
Well, you know, anytime you have a go-to guy on the field, it affects the defense. The defense has to pay attention to you, and, you know, sometimes you have two or three or four guys paying attention to you. Junior Seau used to tell me back in the day that anytime I lined up in the slot, there were four guys watching me until the ball would snap, and depending on which way I released, maybe one or two guys would take their eyes off of me, but if I release across the middle, then maybe not, you know. So, and I think anytime you have one guy who can affect a defense like that, it's going to help everybody else on the offensive side of the ball. So it'll help the running game. It'll help everything. So I think the key is going to be for Derek and Antonio to get on the same page as quick as they can and come out to shoot and let everybody know that this duo is here to make plays. And I think if they can do that, it's really going to help the Raiders' offense. And consequently, I think it should lead to more wins.
Now, I know that you're working on an awesome golf tournament this fall. We've talked about it. Can you share more with our listeners when that is? Tell us more about what you're looking to accomplishing.
Yeah, we're still trying to nail everything down. I've been doing my golf tournament for my charity out in California for, man, this will be my 25th year. So,
wow.
Being that the Raiders are in moving to Vegas next year, we decided that we wanted to have my 25th in Vegas instead of having it in California. So we're putting all the dirty details together, but it looks like it's going to be early in November. And so we're looking forward to coming out and sharing with Vegas what we've been doing in California for the last you know, over 24 years now. And it's going to be a fun time. So we're looking forward to it, and it should be a great time.
We have a few golf courses out here.
Yeah, just a few. Yeah.
We have a few fun ones.
Expensive, though.
Yes, that will fit. No, and those are great events. I remember as a kid when I first got here to Las Vegas, I say as a kid, I was playing at the Dunes Country Club one time with Roman Gabriel, who was my hero as a kid growing up in L.A., was my quarterback. And it was like to be able to actually play golf with him and have that experience was tremendous fun for me. So those experiences are memorable, certainly for the people who take part in them and have a good time with some of the celebrities that I'm sure Tim will be bringing out. Okay, the Southern California connection. In fact, I want to talk about that with you, Tim, because you played both in Oakland and in L.A., and you had that experience down there. I grew up down there as a Rams fan because that was my team when I was a kid. I was here in Vegas when the Raiders were down there, so never became a big Raiders fan. But I think it's going to be fun to see when the Raiders have a home game here in Vegas. I-15 is going to be jam-packed with people from Southern California coming up here, and they're going to make us basically a suburb of L.A.
Yeah.
Do you see that sort of happening, that L.A. fan base will be able to come up here and just have a great time and party and enjoy themselves in Vegas?
Yeah, and that's sort of the problem, you know. Those folks got to drive in, but they got to drive home too. And I think they're gonna be feeling a little better going home, if you know what I mean. So I'm sure the Vegas, Nevada police is gonna be out there looking for all of them. But no, I think the LA fans are certainly looking forward to this. This is the opportunity for those fans, instead of having to drive 5 or 6 hours, now they can drive, you know, under 3 hours. Well, I'm sure with traffic it won't be that, but you know, they feel closer to what's happening, or they can get on the Southwest flight and get over there in 45 minutes. So I think this is going to be a great thing. You know, Raider Nation travels anyway, so I was never worried about them filling up the stadium. But I think under the circumstances, with everybody with so much excitement around the team now, if this team can have a great year this year, I think it's really going to set up for an explosion for Vegas as far as the Raiders coming to town next year.
Tim, thank you so much for calling in. Can't wait to see you when you come in town. And how's my buddy Anthony Webb?
Oh, man, Spud is doing great. You know, he's getting a little bit more round right now, but he's playing great golf. So.
Did you say he's getting round? Tell him T says hello.
Yeah, he had a hip replacement surgery a couple of months ago, but he's recovered from that greatly, and so he's striking the ball great again. So I still can't beat him in golf.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tim, for calling in, and we'll be chatting soon.
All right. Take care. I appreciate
Thanks.
You guys.
Take care.
Yeah, when you could leap like Spud Webb, you got to come down. Okay, and that will give you some hip problems, certainly.
He was a spitfire. Ron, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tanya.
Thank you for listening to Vegas Sports Girl. Tune in next week and check us out on VegasSportsGirl.com. Have a good day.